we are commonly referred to as FNS. There's a lot that goes on at this agency that folks aren't familiar with. Our budget is roughly $100 billion annually, and it's a great job with that to ensure that we manage taxpayer dollars well across about 15 nutrition feeding programs that we have.
Brandon Lips is administrator of USDA's Food and Nutrition Service, talks about a case of state's abuse.
It's a good question, Tony. I think I'd been on the job just a few weeks when the Senate called me up to have a hearing on that and ask how FNS was doing on cleaning up what they called a quality control. We call it QC for short problem. It was an abuse by some states. Obviously, there were people involved in that. Congress, a long time ago, had started giving states incentive money to the tune of almost $50 million a year for running high-quality programs. The intent was really good behind that. The problem is that there were some consultants who were showing states that if they could make some maneuvers, I will call them, and the way that they run their program and count their quality control mistakes, that they could take a greater share of that $50 million. And over time, it created a perverse incentive for states to get what should have been a carrot for them to run a high-quality program that makes sure that folks in need get those benefits, others don't, and that they're processing cases timely, those type of things. All of that happened prior to my arrival at the agency, but the wonderful career staff we had there had done a good job of working with the Office of Inspector General to identify the problem and start cleaning that up. So I had, while the hearing was pretty tough, I had a pretty good message to deliver at that time. I'm happy to report now that we have been able to announce a error rate, quality control rate for 2017. The rate prior to finding out that states were abusing the system was reported as 3.6%. That's now flipped, and it's 6.3%. So the good news is we have an error rate. The bad news is it appears to be a lot higher, but we think it's just a more accurate reflection of where the error rate is. The agency's taken a number of states to ensure that a number of steps to ensure that states are no longer able to abuse the system. We've revised our quality control review process and the state's quality control review process to ensure that doesn't happen, and that we stop along the way and make sure that the processes we have in place are updated so that as things change, we're watching to make sure that our review of those are changing as well. 6.3% is a relatively low error rate as federal government programs go, but you and I, Tony, know, and all the folks know that 6.3% of roughly $70 billion is not a number that any of us want to be talking about. So we have a job to do to make sure that that gets better. Now that we have an accurate rate, we want to work with states to make sure that they get those error rates down. A small clarification, a lot of people don't know, that error rate's both underpayments and overpayments. So that's not all taxpayer money being wasted. Some of it's people not getting the benefit that they're entitled to. We're concerned about both of those, but we certainly want to clean up and make sure that we're doing a good job with taxpayer dollars, and we're focused on doing that. Secretary Perdue talks a lot about having an efficient, effective, customer service-oriented USDA, and that's part of what we do at FNS. This is part of our customer focus and being efficient and having good integrity in taxpayer dollars. So we'll have a rule forthcoming that will put in place permanently some of the changes we've made, and we think we're on track to getting that cleaned up.
Again, that's Brandon Lips, the administrator of USDA's Food and Nutrition Service. And in Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James.